Hello everyone, welcome to the In The Clear NRL podcast. It's going to be the final one for this NRL season. I'm Connor Hickey and Chris Bullos and Paul Roberts in the room with me again.
G'day fellas.
Hey guys.
So we're going to talk briefly about the grand final, a little bit about the Australian squad, which has been named as we're recording it. The New Zealand and England squads haven't been named yet, so we'll just have to wait and see who's named there. And then we're also just going to talk briefly about how we think all the teams in the NRL are going to go next season. And just before we start, this podcast is produced by Australian Community Media, which is a division of Fairfax Media. And so let's get into it, guys. So I think the grand final pretty much went as per script.
Predictable would have been my thought. I missed last week's, but guys, Melbourne were always going to win, weren't they?
I think so, yeah.
No, it was, yeah, what do you say? It's anti-climax, but the best team won. It's, you know, it's, you know, there's not a lot you can say about this season because no matter all the storylines, you know, teams going up, teams going down, you know, the best team for the whole 26 rounds, yeah, won the comp and they won it easily in the end. So
yeah, it's probably a good way to end it, really. You know, every now and then you get a bit of an upset, but it was clear that Melbourne were the best team this year.
Yeah, I couldn't, as I said last week, I couldn't play out a scenario where I thought Melbourne were going to lose. Like, there was no scenario in my head where I thought Melbourne were going to lose that game. And I just, yeah, they're just too clinical across the board. And yeah, who knows? Cooper Cronk going next year. Yeah, and there might be, you know, they might dip a little bit next year. So yeah, who knows? I mean, there's hope for it. There's hope for the competition yet in next season.
Yeah, I think when Cronk announced he was going, I think we said in this podcast, it's Melbourne's, and I don't know when that was, round six or something. I can't remember, but we basically said it's Melbourne's.
Might have been a little bit different in the game if Sean Fenton hadn't gone off in about the third minute. That was pretty unlucky for them, because it just throws everything out. But I mean, really, like, it still would have been a massive upset for the Cowboys to win. So
it was a bit, they needed everything to go their way. It didn't. Players knew it. I mean, just copied down a few of the stats. I was watching the tackle count on the night because I'd backed Tohu Harris to be top tackler, and he ended up being
guilty. Gambler over here.
Harris with 43 tackles, Finucane 34, Kafusi 38, Munster 33. It wasn't the amount of tackles, because that's not unusual for those guys, but they closed down Tomalolo.
Yeah.
And they really closed him down with three in the tackle. Legs tackles up end up high. And they stopped his progress. Only made just over 100 metres instead of his 200 plus. Yeah. And he was just a non-entity in that game, unfortunately. And they needed, you know, they needed him. And they didn't get him.
Yeah, two things I saw. I love how in big games Cameron Smith just runs. Like in the game three in Origin, grand finals, he just runs the ball so much more. I think he made close to 100 metres in the game. Like he just runs the game more. And during the week, Fox was showing the replays of the old grand finals and old grand finals, you know, the last 10 years. But 2009, you know, they showed the Melbourne Para game and just how, you know, Hayne was on that run and they were able to nullify Hayne Melbourne in that game. And same, the, you know, the players are going to run. There's somehow Craig Bellage knows how to nullify the big players on, yeah, players who are in form, and they just nullified Tomalolo. They just got out of him, got out of marker, as I said, numbers in the tackle, and they put pressure on Morgan's kicking game.
Yeah, he two made a lot areas. Of really bad kicks.
Yeah, that one kick, I think that one kick, everyone remembers that one kick, that chip over on the third tackle. That, you know, it was 18-6 then, yeah, there was still, you know, the game was still alive. If they score there, there's still a chance. But yeah, after that, the game was over.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, talking Smith and talking, reverting back to punting, just a word of warning to any punter, do not back the Clive Churchill medalist on grand final day, because I don't know who decides on it. We get told who it is, but I don't know if they're in the bar all night. But Billy Slade is a great player. Cameron Smith dominated that game. He ran the show. If he wasn't man of the match, I'll walk to Burke and back.
I'll join you. It's been, you know, Fifita last year should have got it. You know, it's a long history of people that, you know, I don't know what it is about grand finals and, you know, they picked the wrong man in the matches in the Clive Churchill. I don't understand. AFL don't seem to have that problem. You never hear about that. But in rugby league, always.
Maybe it
always,
was a case
always.
Of there's a couple of, I mean, you know, you could have even gone for a guy like maybe an outside thing, but Josh Addo-Carr scored 2 tries, one of which really changed the game, and he had some pretty spectacular run backs.
But also Tohu Harris. I think Tohu Harris had a big game. He was right up there. He made an early break.
You can only have one, so who do you choose?
For me, Cameron Smith was the best player, hands down. It wasn't even I didn't even think it was a decision to make. Slater did play well. He scored a try. He set up a couple, but
he was good.
He was really terrific. He was an 80 out of 10. I thought if you were rating the game, I thought Slater was 80 out of 10, but Cameron Smith was 9.
Has Cameron Smith got one before? Maybe.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, okay.
So that's Billy's second. So that's something that Billy's got over Cameron.
He's
announced that he's playing again next year. So that'll be good for Melbourne. Yeah. As I said, in Melbourne, they lose Cooper Cronk, but that Brody Croft comes back in next year and he'll just slot in and to the system, and they lose Jordan McLean. But Sam Cassiano comes. Who knows what it was? Yeah, Sam Cassiano could be anything under Craig Bellamy. So, we say that, they're going to drop back a little bit, but, they'll probably just keep rolling. Start the season 8-0 or whatever.
How did you guys feel on grand final weekend, AFL and NRL, no Sydney teams? How'd you feel?
Who cares?
I think it was deflating. I think it was a bit deflating. Oh, I think the atmosphere just drops that little bit. No, just the end, especially in Sydney, I didn't feel the hype around the game as much as if there was a Sydney team in it. I didn't think there was... I don't know. For me, that's just me personally. I don't know. For me, I think the NRL final series are always better when there's Sydney teams firing. The Bulldogs, the Manly, the Souths, the Parramattas, always, St George, firing. Even though four remaining teams, three non-Sydney teams and the Roosters, who are the un-Sydneyest of teams, if that's even a word. But, those type of things, I think there was just a distinct lack. When you compare it to Melbourne, you think, they had Richmond in the final, typical, hardcore Melbourne. You could definitely feel a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I probably cared more for Penrith winning and unfortunately Parra losing on the bell to Manly. I probably cared more about those games and the results than the main game because the main game was Sydney team. Well, no, because I knew the result of the main game, and they're both out of towners, and I respect Melbourne, and North Queensland was the fairy tale. So there was no real loser to me, but the Sydney team's playing in those minor grades.
What a game. The 20s was a cracking game. And it was the only game of substance. The other two games were terrible on the grand final day, but that 20s game was spectacular.
Yeah, Chris and I talked about this last week on the podcast. I'm born in Adelaide, grew up in Canberra, and then moved to Sydney a couple of years ago. I don't care at all that there's no Sydney teams in there. There's 16 teams in the comp, only 2 make it. I don't think it matters where they come from, as long as they're good teams, and they're both good teams. And really, the NRL needs to get away from this Sydney-centric thing. It's really crushing the game, in my opinion. Sydney should definitely always have a place in the game because that's where it started. But, this sort of thing, this attitude where, there's no Sydney team, so it's not exciting, or I'm not going to get behind that. I don't get it at all. I think you just pick a team that you like.
I'm not saying it wasn't exciting, but it had a different feel to it.
Yeah.
Definitely had a different feel to it.
And do you know what, though? If the game wasn't so centred in Sydney, it probably wouldn't be a big deal. AFL's a little bit different because they had a Melbourne team in there, but, there's still plenty of Adelaide Crows supporters. There was a story about... where I actually used to work before. I worked in Sydney in a town called Horsham, which is the halfway point between Melbourne and Adelaide, and they ran out of pies, because all the Adelaide Crows fans were driving through there on the way to the game, it's just...
Yeah, it's not that it's not good, it's just that it's different.
Growing up in Sydney, we can say it's different. It's a different feel.
Cronulla Melbourne last year was different. It was different compared to this year, because it was a Sydney team.
If you're a Cronulla fan... Why would you support, say, Manly or... Maybe not Manly, that's not a good example. But
they
someone
wouldn't
like
support Manly.
The Roosters, just because they're the Sydney team. They're your rivals. Why wouldn't you support anybody else bar the Sydney team? To me, that doesn't make sense. But anyway, we should probably move on. Let's talk about the Australian squad.
Because you're rambling.
A little bit, yeah.
Right.
But also, I don't know. I feel like that makes sense to someone who doesn't come from Sydney. So let's talk about the Australian squad. We won't go through it. You guys can all look it up if you want to. But there's Sam Thaiday wasn't happy that he didn't make it or didn't get a call.
Big Sammy didn't get a call. Blake Ferguson got a call. Sammy didn't get a call.
To be honest, I would have called.
Yeah, I think Sammy. He's played his fair share of Test footy. I think he probably did deserve a call. He didn't deserve to make the squad, not at all. But
maybe they called Ferguson because he's probably in the future. He might. might actually make it back in.
Potentially, but I like this. Yeah, there's seven Melbourne players in the squad. That's probably that's a true reflection of how, you know, how they play this year. Yeah, you look through the squad and yeah, it's going to win. Let's not sugarcoat it. They're going to win no matter who they pick. But I like the Felice Kaufusi has been rewarded for his good form.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a good selection. Yeah, but you look at you got Cordner and Gillette on the edges. Yeah, you look at that. You add the guys to the Melbourne. I think the one interesting selection drama that Mal will have is whether he keeps the Melbourne spine. But he has to add Michael Morgan in there, you would think. So, I don't know. Yeah, so Morgan playing the centres for Queensland. Whether he does that again or whether Morgan slots into 5-8 for Munster, who knows. But, yeah, they won Game 3 Origin quite comfortably playing the Melbourne spine and Morgan in the centres. Whether they do that again.
You think Maloney doesn't get a run?
Oh, definitely not. Nah, Maloney just there to carry the drinks, unfortunately.
Savage.
You look at Cronk will be halfback and the 5-8, I think, is a... Yeah, it's Morgan or Munster.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, two points to make and ask you guys, what would Thaiday say if you said, okay, who should you replace in that team?
Yeah.
Is there anybody that doesn't deserve to be there?
Apparently Regan Campbell-Gillard from Penrith was in strong contention, but Jordan McLean edged him out. So
yeah, but I don't mind it. I don't mind the selectors in a World Cup you award grand the teams that have made the grand final. So it was probably a toss up between Kaufusi and Campbell-Gillard, but Kaufusi has played well in a premiership winning team.
There's no one in that team, but probably the only one who hasn't really played that well is Josh Dugan.
Yeah, Dugan's one. Yeah, that's probably the interesting one. Yeah. Paul can talk on Dugan a bit more. And to be fair, he probably won't. He probably won't play.
Will Chambers presumably would be one of them. And then
he probably won't play. But, you know, you got Slater at the back. You know, Tommy Turbo, you know, you would think he would
Cameron Munster could play in the centres.
Yeah, as I said, I'd be surprised if they don't stick with that Game 3 team and have Morgan in the centres.
Tell me why Tedesco's not there.
Well, that's the other thing. Well, he got overlooked because they picked Slater and Boyd. And they got Trbojevic, who can also play fullback.
I'd throw Trbojevic in. I'd toss Dugan in answer to thoughts around Dugan. Yeah. I'd toss Dugan and put Tedesco Teddy back in.
Fullback though. He's already got three fullbacks.
I think that's they got Slater who's going to be their number one, and Boyd will be on the wing if he's fit, and he's on. I think Mansell's on standby for him if he doesn't pass a fitness test because. Yeah, I think they've said they've got enough fullbacks in that squad, especially with Munster there as well.
Yeah, Valentine Holmes is there as well. Cameron Munster, Tom Travoy, but you know, they've got plenty of fullbacks.
I'm actually glad he didn't get picked for the sake of the tournament because now he can go play for Italy and he has pledged to play for Italy, which would be interesting. A lot of the clubs, it's a weird situation where you don't want your, do you risk your players playing for the second tier nations or you get them back training full time? Yeah, it's a 50-50 call for the clubs. Yeah, it's you got the heart of the mouth because Tedesco hasn't been carrying. That Italy team's not too bad. They've got Nathan Brown, Aiden Guerra, a few good players. So that Italy team might surprise a few people, actually.
The other one, guys, Josh Jackson, thoughts? Bad year for Bulldogs, or didn't have a bad year for Bulldogs, but Bulldogs had a bad year for him.
That's it. I think that's it. He's
a good player.
If you were picking head to head Josh Jackson versus Felice Kaufusi, I would think Josh Jackson's a better player. But you look at who's playing in that Kangaroos team. It's basically the Melbourne team, and Kaufusi knows how to run for them.
Kaufusi is he? Surely the two starting second rows will be Gillette and.
And Cordner,
yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right.
And then they've got Wade Graham and maybe Kaufusi if they need them, but presumably they're not banking on needing them.
Yeah, we'll be interested to see will he start Josh McGuire at lock or Jake Trbojevic at lock? It'll be interesting. Clemmer played so well off the bench for the Blues this year that Clemmer will probably start off the bench. Probably
with Trbojevic, I think.
Yeah, they'll probably go with those guys on the bench. But yeah, looking at that team, the one I'm looking at is Ben Hunt. Ben Hunt's played 6 to 8 games maybe at hooker for Brisbane. You know, to me, I don't think he should have got the backup hooker job to Cameron Smith, but that's just me.
That's just leave him on the pine so he's all right for the Dragon.
Well, wouldn't you prefer, March, wouldn't you prefer him to start preseason? You know, these guys playing the World Cup, but you know,
just let him, you know, get a few hints off the great players and bring him back to.
It's only 3 or 4 games. If he's coming off the bench as well, he's probably only going to play 20 minutes in each game. He'll be right.
But it's not about it's about
he can also cover the half. So some backup hookers can't really they you know, if you need them they'll play half, but they're not really going to make an impact at the game. But if Ben Hunt had to shift into the halves, he could probably win and close a game out for you.
Basically they can sit on the bench and play maybe one game or two. They might play 20 minutes of a game or that sort of thing, but yeah, I don't know. For me, I wouldn't have picked Ben Hunt as my backup dummy half.
Who would you pick then?
Probably would have gone Jake Friend.
Yeah,
I think Jake Friend's done. I think he's earned his right to be this. You know, it's hard. Who is the second best hooker besides Cameron Smith?
Probably,
you know,
Jake Friend.
Yeah, probably Jake Friend.
I think it's, I mean, I don't think it's close, really. Jake Friend.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, like, the New South Wales hooker this year was Pete, so I wouldn't pick Pete as a backup half. But that's the thing. They've gone with the guy, like you said.
But Friend can't play halves.
No, that's right. So you can't, yeah. So they've gone with the, yeah. It'll be interesting to see how they structure their team and who they put, you know, as their utility on the bench, because Cameron Smith will play 80, but they'll need a utility back issue.
I mean, it could be
bench.
Michael Morgan maybe as well.
If Morgan doesn't start, they'll probably play Morgan, but I think Morgan's in good enough form to start and earn a position in the 13. So it'd be interesting to see who they go with.
I think also it'd be interesting to see if league supporters, particularly in Sydney, support the competition.
Basically
talking October,
games,
November.
Well, they've taken the games away from Sydney.
Yeah, largely they have.
Yeah.
But around New South Wales, at Canberra, I see, you know, it's still that NRL base. I just wonder, late October, November, do we really care about rugby league come then?
In an Ashes year.
In the Ashes year.
In an Ashes year. Because I think cricket's going to start to ramp up.
When's the first test? It's normally in Brisbane, in the Gabba. Are they doing that this year? I haven't looked, but normally it's November.
Cricket is going to start, especially with this whole, you know, Ben Stokes thing. And I think once this foot, you know, I think Bathurst is this weekend. After Bathurst, I think cricket's going to really heat up this year, because I think it's people have been dying out for a good cricket season, a good summer, and I think this is going to be it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, with a Rugby League World Cup, you've already got the NRL for 7 months of the year, I think, and it's basically 8, I don't know how long the World Cup runs for, maybe even 6 weeks. You know, it's a long time. A lot of Rugby League, like, it's a good sport, but I think sometimes you maybe need a bit of a break. I really think they should shorten the NRL season, which obviously another matter entirely, but you'd probably find there's a bit more interest if the season wasn't so long. You know, we've had 26 games. It's taken, basically 30 games to figure out that Melbourne Storm were the best team in the competition.
We could have figured that out in 6 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
But the reality is, as you said, everyone's holding their heart in their mouth that no one gets injured. Yeah. You're hoping Ben Hunt's then doesn't get injured. You know, clubs are just hoping and praying. You know, the result doesn't really matter because... Yeah, obviously, it does. Yeah,
it does matter, but
I hope an Italy or a Lebanon or somebody just surprises a team, even sticks with a Great Britain or a New Zealand for half or something, or scores a few tries, or God forbid, an upset against one of the bigger teams. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the final thing that we're going to do today, and just talk briefly about where we think. If we think teams are going to get better or worse next year. So we're going to start at the bottom. Knights, I think they'll get better. I mean, it's obviously they can't get worse, but I mean, they could stay the same.
They could. Their ladder position might
be. They could come up with 4 wins instead of 5, I suppose.
Yeah. I think it's a definite 100% better for me, Newcastle.
They've,
you look at some of the buys they've got.
They're losing Gagai, aren't they?
But they get Moga.
Yeah, they get Moga.
And they get SASA. He was probably Aiden Guerra. Connor Watson.
Connor Watson,
Slade Griffin from Melbourne.
Brock Lamb's got another year under his belt. Yeah, they get better.
Yeah,
definitely. Not get the spoon.
No, Nick. I reckon they're going to be 13th or 14th, even though we're not picking a ladder position, but I think they'll be.
All right.
Titans, better or worse? I think probably worse.
I'm going to go worse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
So both of you are going wooden spoon for the Titans. Is that...
I mean, have
potentially,
they...
Well, they've got to be. You're 15 going to 16.
Well...
I mean, not necessarily... I guess we're not necessarily basing this on the ladder position, but, I mean...
Well, you are with this one.
Yeah.
They're going to get worse than 15th.
Well, then I'm going to say they'll say exactly this. I don't know who's going to come last next year, but I think the Titans might be a contender.
I think they're going to get worse, but I think they're not going to go backwards on the ladder, because I know there's a team in 13th that finished in 13th spot this year.
Yeah, that's
that people have earmarked for.
In saying all that, I reckon you might be right.
It's so hard, because you look at the Titans this year and you think, they're going to have a new coach. We don't know who that is yet.
We don't know
who it is yet. So who knows who the new coach could be? We're going in, it could be Mal. Mal Meninga could be the coach.
And Laurie Daly was.
Laurie Daly as well. Could be the coach.
Yeah, it can't be good, all his indecision.
That's what I mean. In the time that they've lost their coach, the Bulldogs have sacked their coach and hired a new one. So. Something's, you know.
Same with the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So you need to get a coach. So the longer, the length, because it's gone on for so long, it makes me think that they're after Mel, but because he's doing the World Cup, that they're just waiting. So, you know, who knows?
So according to that, get on the Titans with a wooden spoon in 18, guys.
Yeah.
So how about the Tigers? I guess better, but really, got a lot of. Not huge recruits, but, you know, guys that'll do a solid job. And obviously, Ivan Cleary's been there for a year. So, I mean, I guess they get a little bit better, but I don't think they're going to set the world on fire next year.
Yeah, they're going to take some time to build. And, you know, they've got a brand new spine. You know, Lola here will go to fullback. Reynolds will go to, 5'8". They're going to, you know, who knows if Josh Reynolds has been injury prone the last 2 years. I'm going to say worse.
Wow, so worse than 7 wins, 17 losses.
I reckon they're going to have maybe 5 or 6 wins.
Cool. Okay.
Someone's going to go worse. I don't know. Someone's going to go worse.
Well, we've gone one worse, one better, all of us, and now West Tigers. So you're saying worse then. I'm saying better then. I expect them to get, I don't know, 10 or 11 wins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I reckon the competition, you know, you look at some of the teams that have brought players, and I expect them to be so much better. But again, we'll go for that next team, the Warriors. You know, who knows?
Yeah, well, let's go to the Warriors. I think definitely this is, if there's one team that you want to put your money behind to be the worst in the comp, it'll be the Warriors for sure. They just can't seem to be able to win a game. They've let go of a couple of games last year. They really should have won. And they had a half-decent team last year. You know,
They had a terrific team.
I think
spine.
I think what will happen is what, you know, the Bulldogs are going to discover is that Kieran Foran is not the player that Kieran Foran used to be. I think the Warriors were spooked into, you know, and I think the Bulldogs are, you know, they're buying Kieran Foran for 2009 Kieran Foran, not 2016-17 Kieran Foran. And I think that affected the Warriors big time. And you know, I was on them last year. I think they're going to be better this year, the Warriors. I'm going to go better.
Really,
I think Tohu Harris will strengthen them up. I think they lose Hoffman, but they get Harris, and I think that's a big upgrade. And I think you put Harris and Mannering, two tough guys. If those two guys can stay fit, I think that adds a toughness to that team that they've been missing for a while. And you know, we say it every year, but they just need to start the year better. I don't know how they do it, but they somehow come good around Origin time. And then four folds with the back.
Yeah, because all the other teams have got all their origin points.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But if they can just find a way to start that first, you know, if they can just get a handy draw and maybe play 3 out of the first 4 at home, that sort of thing, they just need a good start to the year. And I think they'll be, I don't think they'll make the 8, but I think they'll have a better year.
Yeah, I'm going to say about the same. No, I'm going to say the same. If I can sit on the fence on that one. I don't know if you're looking at the same table I'm looking at, guys, but look at their away record. 1 win, 11 losses away.
But even
when they cross the ditch.
Look at home. 6-6. They only won 6. Look, if you're going to win 6-6,
yeah, well, that's the thing. They need to win the majority. They need to win 8-10 at home to be any chance.
But 1-11, you're right.
You know, 1-11 is just dreadful. They need to change that magical word culture when they come over here, and I hope they do. I just see them around that 12th, 13th position, so I'm going to say the same.
All right, Rabbitohs. Look, they're going to get Greg Inglis back, which I think really, I don't know if they definitely wouldn't have won the comp last year, but missing Greg Inglis for the entire season really, you saw it, it really threw out what they were trying to do. I think they'll.
Probably
get a bit better.
Yeah, I'm going to get better too. I'm going to get better.
But, I mean, also, they got a new coach in there. So, you know, he might want to do things differently. You know, like, there's a lot of unknowns about the Rabbitohs for next year.
Better for me. They'll be knocking on the door of the 8 next year.
All right. Bulldogs. I think they'll get worse.
So currently 10 wins, 14 losses this year.
Yeah, I reckon they'll get worse. I mean, Kieran Foran's going to be out for half the season anyway for them.
I'm going worse too. I just don't see how that roster...
Who's going to be halfback? Like,
yeah, I just don't see how that roster can turn over that quickly. As you said, with the new coach. Yeah, they showed in the last few weeks that they can play some footy. Granted, you know, it wasn't against the best opposition, but they showed that if you need a good dummy half. It'd be interesting if Leisha re-signs with them. He hasn't done that yet.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll be looking for a hooker. And yeah, they're still looking for a half... You know, is then by the halfback to go with Foran, who's fragile. They're losing James Graham and Reynolds, Josh the heart Reynolds, of their yeah. club. For me, they're a and Brett Morris. They're shopping around Brett Morris. Apparently, they've still got players to offload. So I'm going worse.
Yeah, worse. Rabbitohs will jump them, leapfrog them. So I see them falling behind them. I don't see many above them falling behind the Dogs. So no, I'd say worse. Maybe drop to 12th or 13th.
Canberra Raiders. It's an interesting one.
This is a very tough one. You get a coin out, guys.
Yeah. Well, actually, the Raiders seem to go really well for some weird reason. In all the years with an even number, they usually make the eight. And
that's as good a reason as any.
Okay. So they're going better.
Okay.
Back them.
You look at their record. Yeah, you know, look at 6-6. Canberra only win 6 games at home. That's especially in the
again. Part of I winter. Mean, it's again this thing with the Raiders. How many games did they lose by a try or less?
Well, that's the thing, and that's like the Roosters 2 years ago. If you can fix that up and get a couple of early wins, it's a habitual thing. So if you can get a couple of early wins by a close margin, who knows? I'm gonna go better.
Look, the Viking clap was more of a disease than an inspiration, so it can't happen again next year. I expect the Raiders and Stiggy's team to do a little bit better and get into the eight next year.
Yeah, I think they'll go better. I think they'll
probably make the eight. Top eight bound.
Dragons, I think, I think better.
Right.
I'm gonna say about the same. I reckon they're going to be in that eighth, ninth, yes, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th bracket again next year. I think, like I said, with the new heart, it's, you know, you can't just expect one player to come in and, you know, expect something to change in the off-season. Especially with Ben Hunt, he'll start training in January. He'll only have a couple of months with the team. Widdop had an outstanding year last year. Can he reproduce that? I don't know. I don't know if he can reproduce that. If he does, and Ben Hunt can control around the ruck and that sort of thing, they're a chance to go, you know, to go better. But yeah, they showed in the first eight rounds they can play. You know,
and look, they lost Widdop for I don't know how many games, but they had a couple of injuries.
That was a bad injury. That
really didn't help things. Like anytime you lose a key half like that, it's just not good.
I think they'll get in the eight next year. They'll probably just fall into the eight. I think with their new buys, I think they'll get in there. I think Dugan gone will be a benefit. So they can concentrate and settle that back line down and decide on that back line. I still think we need a flyer out wide, and it might not be next year to replace Nightingale, who's a great player, but they need a little bit of speed out wide with Laffey and Nightingale and
McDonald
and those guys. McDonald's okay.
I thought he did pretty well for him this year.
Yeah, he did pretty well. But there's not a lot of pace out there. The new fullback, Dufty's a terrific player, adds a bit of pace around the ruck, but we need a little bit of pace out wide. But I think we'll fall into eighth next year, so better.
Cowboys, I think the Cowboys are going to get a lot better next year. I think they're probably a good contender for number one.
If anyone says worse, they're in big trouble. You think they're getting McLean, they're getting Scott, and they're getting Thurston, and they're getting a revamped Michael Morgan for the whole year. It's for me, I thought that the preliminary final of Roosters-Cowboys could be a preview for the grand final next year, but that's an early call. But I'm saying definitely 100% better. Top four.
They finished top four. Yeah, definitely better.
Penrith, this is a really interesting one because, I mean, Matt Moylan could be there.
They might be at the Sharks.
If they get James Maloney, I'm tipping the Panthers to go a lot better. That's I think James Maloney could really turn the club around. Because I mean, look, Penrith are good, but they always seem to just kind of lose a couple of games that they really should win, and they're always kind of not firing up the table.
I think that comes with experience. I just don't think they have enough.
They're a very young team. There seems to be a lot of turnover in the team.
And I think that's what they've realised. I think that's...
They've got so many young juniors.
They're part of the Moylan dilemma. We don't know what's going on there. But I think part of the attraction to get rid of him, to get Maloney, is to have some experience with with Nathan Cleary, because that's definitely what he needs. They need some experience in that spine somewhere. It's all good to say we've got this young spine, it's a great spine, and it is, but you know, you want to win a premiership, you need experience. You know, yeah. You can't. Nathan Cleary will be a lot better, but he'll also be a lot heavily more marked this year.
I just feel
teams will be running a lot more traffic, and teams know a lot of his tricks now. After you've played 50 or so NRL games, you need to reinvent. You need to come up with a few more tricks. And I think have someone with Tyrone May done his ACL in the last game, so he won't be ready to midway through next year. So that if they need, if Moylan decides to stay and they've got Moylan and Cleary and they develop and they work well, they're a chance to go well. But I just see them winning 50% of their games, and I see them finishing roughly where they are now.
Right. If you want to be a fly on the wall, I'd want to be a fly on the wall at the Panthers in the next few weeks. We just don't know the impact of that away trip where Moylan got went out at night, and ever since then there's something that doesn't marry up, and I'm just concerned what happens in the off season. I mean, the jury's still out. They were the favourite before kickoff of this NRL season to win the comp, and they've finished seventh. They did get that win in the first week of the semis and then bowed out, so they did okay. They were under par by a long shot in my book. I'd say about the same. I can't see them finishing top four
with the current squad.
And it might just change, I think.
And Bryce Cartwright, who knows? Bryce Cartwright just couldn't have that. He had that good game in that semi final,
but overall
he was terrible. His injury. If he gets a good seat, because he was one of the top five players of the game.
He didn't make a difference.
He wasn't offloading. Did not make a difference. Regan Campbell-Gillard was outstanding. So if he continues along with Merrin and
they got some good forwards.
But as I said, I think they're about the same.
All right, Manly. That's tough. I think at this stage, it depends. They apparently could also get Moylan. There's talk about that too. But I think unless they Manly need probably one or two better players, particularly in the forwards. I think they're probably going to get a little bit worse unless there's some signings that we haven't heard about.
I think worse. I think if you look at their for and against, they finished 14 and 10. For and against is only 40, and I know a lot of them are very similar. I think they won a fair few close games. DCE's double drop goal in Auckland being one that's of recent memory, but they won a lot of those close games, and to get 14-10 again next year would be a hell of an effort. So
I think they're
for 32 points.
A few plays away from challenging.
I just see them maybe hanging around that 8th rather than getting up to 6th next year.
I'm going to go worse. But as I said, the Trbojevic brothers will carry this team for a long time to come. But they need help. As you said, they need help in the forwards. Tapau was good this year, but DC had an outstanding year this year, whether he can back that up. But yeah, they need some forward help, definitely.
Sharks. Depending on how this sort of, mooted Moylan-Maloney trade works out, this could really swing things a bit. But I think the Sharks maybe get a little bit worse. A lot of their blokes, they're all seasoned campaigners, but sooner or later they're going to have to start slowing down a lot of those guys. They're getting maybe they'll surprise us and do like a Cameron Smith or a Tom Brady in the NFL and just keep going. But
wow,
a lot of guys in that team.
You mean Innington, Lewis, Gallen.
Yeah, Gallen. I mean, there's
no, well, I can't see.
Maloney's getting a
they bit. They were very lucky to finish on 34 points this year. They were very lucky.
They were pretty bad this year, guys.
They were terrible.
Mistakes.
They should not have been They should not have been. And they got knocked out week one of the finals, and it should have almost been reversed. They should have finished in 8th and been knocked out, because they were very lucky to be where they were this year. And I think, unless something changes, they've got no real big signings coming to the club, except for Tugan.
You call him big signing?
Well, they've got,
our producer is laughing.
Yeah, well, they've got Tugan coming. Yeah, they lose Jack Bird, who provided a bit of an X factor for them. And, Valentine Holmes hasn't come good at fullback. Maloney's, he's having a dispute with the club. He wants more money and that sort of thing. I think it's just too many problems. I think it's a worse. And I'm going to say miss the 8 next year.
Yeah, hang on. Did you hear that? I think it was their window closing.
Yeah. Mitch. Yeah. And it's important, for clubs like the Cronulla, you need to rebuild for your next window to, make sure the window doesn't close for, you keep on to these old players, like you said, but they all want to play one or two more years. They keep dragging out, you lose young kids, and your window closes, your window stays closed for another, forever.
Yeah.
So, It's important a couple of years for the Sharks.
I was just going to say, Mitch, our producer, is a massive Sharkies fan, and he was definitely he's not a fan of the Dugan signing.
No,
but anyway,
he's not.
We'll move on. Parramatta. I think Parramatta, like, we're doing better or worse. I'll say worse. Oh, yeah, worse. But I mean, I think they'll be roughly the same. Roughly, maybe fourth.
I reckon they'll be in that, you know, the fourth to sixth bracket. I think for Parramatta, as we're talking about forwards, I think they just need, you know, they're getting Kane Evans from the Roosters. I think they're in the market for another forward just to beef up their pack. I think their pack is very, you know, they're very similar players.
A bit hidden, they're just a bit bland, you know.
Yeah,
like,
Nathan Brown carry that. If Nathan Brown didn't come on like he did last year, you know, but he really carried
there's
that.
There's no
team.
Forwards you really get excited about at Parramatta. And to a certain extent, you need like a few blokes like that in your club, but I don't think you can have every single one in there that's just kind of a, you know,
they got halves.
That's about the.
They got good halves, and they got, you know, and they got, if Gutherson gets back, you know, sometime next year, they got, you know, him at the back. So they got a decent enough spine, and they got, you know, whether Sammy comes back from his rugby sojourn, you know, halfway through the year or whatever,
that'll actually be a big.
But if Sammy, you know, you look at their team now, they lose Sammy. You know, they lose Gutherson for part of next year.
They need a good backup hooker as well. Kayser Pritchard's pretty good, but he's just too injury prone.
Yeah, well, Cameron King had a decent back in the year, but I'm going to go worst. But like you said, I reckon very similar-ish this year.
Yeah, I think similar. I mean, a team that goes 16-8 and ends up with 39 in the for and against plus 39 shows me that they got touched up a few times.
Yeah.
And won a few close games from memory again. So I think I'll leave them at fourth. They'll be good because they kicked on in the second half of that season. But they're going to lose, you know, and feel Radradra going. Fourth for me. Let's leave them there.
So Broncos, I think, once we're getting up to the next three clubs, I think it's probably roughly the same. But I think the Broncos may be slightly worse, but...
I'm gonna go significantly worse. I think.
Really?
Not significantly. I think they'll make the end, but I think they'll
Jack Bird. You know, like.
Yeah, but they lose Ben Hunt. Like, who's their heart? Like, I just don't think this. I think their spine is still not. You know,
Milford and Nickarima will do fine. I like that.
And McCulloch, yeah, they miss McCulloch. Not enough was made of McCulloch being out. I think he was. ACLs are hard to come back from. So whether he'll come back, he'll take a few, you know, 6 or 8 weeks to get going. But I just don't think they had the forward strength this year. They lost Adam Blair's leaving. I just don't think they got the, and they lose SASA to Newcastle.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm actually going to change. I think they'll go a little bit worse.
Yeah, I just don't think they have the front row or the forward. You know, I think they relied too much on Gillette. Thaiday's in his last year. I just don't think they have the forward. Yeah, they get Bird, but you know, I don't think he's going to fix.
They might
problems.
Sign a few blokes though, or they could have a few. Blokes coming through.
Well, that's right. They do have a couple of young guys coming through the ranks who are really good.
I think
a couple of years.
I think they go backwards. Yeah. You know, they get the big leg up, as we've already always discussed. The NRL, the Friday Night Kings of Lang Park. they get all the concessions, so they'll get wins because of those concessions. Mm-hmm. Simply because of that. I just think they were fairly unscathed during the State of Origin because of fewer players, obviously, but they still have quite a few, but they came through that fairly well. I think they go backwards, guys. Maybe don't make the top four, finish in the top eight.
They'll definitely make the eight, I think. So the Roosters, I think, look, again, I don't know if they finish, maybe could finish first. So, I'll go better, but I think they'll be roughly the same. As far as I can tell, I don't think they're losing Connor Watson.
Kane Evans, Guerra.
Kane Evans,
They get Tedesco.
They get Tedesco, yeah.
I think the Roosters will... I reckon they'll be one... They'll be top two next year. I don't know if that's better or worse. But yeah,
Just thinking, I was just so surprised. I was like, how could I forget that they're getting James Tedesco? It was like the entire... first half of the season was about where James Tedesco is going.
Yeah, well, they get Tedesco, and you know, you look at their team, and you know, there's no weakness in their team, to be honest. And it would have been interesting to see if they did play Melbourne in the grand final, what would have happened, because they got points in them, but just whether they can, you know, put a complete 80 minutes together. They haven't been able to do that this year, and whether if they can get Tedesco firing off the back of that back line.
I think it'll be pretty easy. Tedesco made it clear that he wants to win a comp, so he's not just there to take some money. He wants to win. So I
can see him in the grand final next year. I think Keary and Pierce, another Keary year together.
Keary was a great addition.
Tedesco's arrival. I don't think they've lost too much with those players you mentioned. I think they're minor premiers next year, so they go up in my books.
Well, so that means Storm go down.
Storm go down in my books. Storm come down.
I think Storm will. Like, I mean, obviously, you can't go any better than
they're not going to have a 20-win year. They're not going to win 20 games.
No,
I think the Storm will go a bit better than people think. I don't think they'll have a problem winning. I think they're definitely a top 4 team next year.
But a lot of people underestimate is around that Origin time is that they were able, because they went so good this year, they were able to rest a lot of their players through the Origin period, and that served them so well at the back end of the year. But because they're losing a few players, they don't have that depth to bring in there. So if you're losing those games around the Origin time, it just puts that little bit of added pressure to you. Yeah, they were able to jag a couple of wins around that Origin time, and because they were so good before that, they'll look to do that again and win heaps of games before the break. But I just, they'll be top four, but they won't. They won't.
I don't know necessarily minor premiers, but does anyone, like, do you guys think that the Storm can win the comp next year? Because I think they definitely can.
100%. With Craig, as I said, they lose Brodie Croft, there'll be a lot of pressure on him. But Slater was always going to play another year. And they've still got Slater, Munster, Cameron Smith.
I think they can, but they won't.
Really? You should not doubt the Melbourne Storm. big, big mistake.
I'm not doubting
them. The addition of, like, obviously Vunivalu came on the scene 2 years ago, and Josh Adokar did as well, but he started with the Tigers. I think that is one of the things that is really going to bring these guys forward with confidence, knowing that they've got those two really dynamic players at the back. Vunivalu is just, incredible in the air, catching those try. And both of them run the ball back hard. And Adokar's probably the better runner. And he's just superb.
He's definitely the quicker runner.
Yeah, and he's going to make... They will help cover the loss of a guy like Cooper Cronk. And I know Brodie Croft is, He might not. He's probably not going to be as good as Cooper Cronk is in his career. Maybe he will be. I hope he does have a good career and stuff. But when you lose a guy like him, other people in the team need to step up. And I think they're two guys that are really going to step up for the club, and help make up for the fact that they don't have that. The guy who sets up all their attack.
It'll be interesting to see if you bet. We'll talk better or worse for all the clubs, but if Cooper Cronk plays next year for one team, that's going to make one of those teams better.
That's why it's pie in the sky stuff. I just, final word for me on the Storm is, it was meant to be this year, and rugby league is about that momentum, and it's meant to be. They've got to start again, afresh next year, and do it all again. It's played between the ears. Those guys have still got the best team in the comp, but they've got to get to the big dance at the end of the year. I don't know if they're capable of going through a whole another year of ups and downs to get there. So I'd be backing against them.
Really? All right. Well, look, that's it. We're done for the year. Thanks for listening.
It's time flies.
Well done, boys.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Handshakes all around.
See you guys. We'll be back next year.
To our producer, thank you very much, Mitch Vleeskens. Bedeviled Cronulla supporter. You'll be right, mate.
Congratulations to the Melbourne Storm. And also, North Queensland Cowboys as well. They did well to make the grand final. Absolutely. It was a shame losing Fensham. I think they could have done a lot better in the grand final, but... Yeah, look, it's been an interesting year of rugby league, that's for sure. Would have been a little bit more exciting if the Storm weren't so good. But, that's it. We'll leave it with that.
Enjoy the off-season until the World Cup anyway, guys.
See you, guys.
Okay, thanks, guys.